and elated to introduce the speaker for this evening, my lovely, wonderful wife, Evangelist Patricia Caraway, will be bringing forth the word. Let us greet her with a hearty, happy amen.
It's been a joy. To him, it's joyful. Giving honor to God, truly it's an honor and a privilege to be in the house of the Lord this evening. And I thank God for those of you that are here.
He prayed and the Lord heard his prayer. And the Lord answered his prayer and delivered him. We all know that we should pray. We know that we're supposed to pray. The Lord admonishes us that we should pray without ceasing. We all have our own special way of praying. Some of us like to walk and pray. Some of us kneel, some of us sit. Some of us pray aloud. Some of us make a list and we pray from the list. We all have our own special way of praying. But somehow or another, we take prayer for granted. It just seems as if we have the ability to pray anytime, anywhere, any place. A lot of us can pray on our jobs, pray in our cars going and coming. We pray whenever we want to because God has given us that freedom. We are free. We are a free, spoiled American people. In other countries, they go to jail for praying. But we take prayer for granted. Elder Camp always mentions to us that prayer service is one of the least attended services that we have. So, what exactly is prayer? Merriam-Webster says, it is a set of words used in praying, an earnest request or wish, the act or practice of praying to God or a God kneeling in prayer. But we know prayer to be our direct line to God. Prayer is our hotline. We sing that song, Telephone to Glory. Oh, what joy divine. I can feel the currents moving on the line. Built by God the Father for his loving own. You can talk to Jesus on that royal telephone. Before I go any further, I just want to relate something that happened when I went to visit Justice the other day. So we have been gathering together at the hospital and having prayer for Justice. And my husband and I got to the hospital, and when we walked in the room, they were in the process of trying to find his vein. And as soon as I knew what was going on, it was only within seconds that I realized that they were having a problem finding his vein. We sat down and I began to call on the name of the Lord. I just kept saying, Jesus, please, Jesus. Justice was crying out in pain because they couldn't find his vein. And I just closed my eyes and I just began to pray. And his grandmother was standing at his bedside and she was praying. And within minutes, they found his vein. Justice in that situation. And as the nurse was walking away, I just kept saying, thank you, Jesus. I mean, it brought me to tears, but I just kept saying, thank you, Jesus. And as the nurse walked by, she says, you're right. Thank you, Jesus. And I just thank God for that. These are people that are watching how we react, how we respond to our situation, to our circumstances. And all I could do was pray and call on the name of the Lord and say, thank you, Jesus. So what really happens when we pray? We know that prayer is our telephone to glory. It's our direct line, of communication to God. But what really happens when we pray? First, when we pray, it ushers in the presence of the Lord. When you first begin to call upon His name and reach out to Him, His presence is there. He could be somewhere doing something else, attending to someone else. But as soon as you start calling on the name of the Lord, He hears you. He hears us when we pray. Psalms 18:6. David said, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him and into his ears. He hears us when we pray. He hears us. Psalms 3:4. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. There's something about knowing that when we get ready to get a hold of God, that we have his undivided attention. God hears us. Psalms 4:3. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. So it makes my heart overwhelmed and overjoyed that the God of this universe, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, hears me when I call on him. The scripture says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Who am I that God hears me? Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. But in order for that to happen, you have to open your mouth and pray. When it says, he heard me, he can't hear you unless you verbalize. He says, come boldly unto me, that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help. When we pray, God is there to help us. Another thing that happens when we pray, God strengthens us. Not only does he hear us, but he also strengthens us. In the middle of our test, in the middle of our trials, when we're going through the worst of the worst, he strengthens us. Sometimes when you feel like you can't go on, I don't know about you, I don't know how many times that you've been at your wit's end, when you felt like, I don't know how I'm going to make it through this day. I don't know how I can go on any further. And you pray and you just say, Lord, help me. Lord, please. I just can't see my way out. That the Simon family, if there's strength in prayer. Ask them if they thought that they would be able to go through this test, this trial that they're going through without God, without prayer, without us praying for them, praying with them. Ask Justice how he feels about prayer when we're in his room, standing around his bed, touching in agreement, praying for him. The other night, when we went to prayer, it was marvelous. It was wonderful. It was standing room only. We had a lot of people that showed up for support to pray for him. And as soon as Elder hit him and touched him and start praying for him, the presence of the Lord was in the room. It was strong. It was powerful. Hands were lifted high. You could feel the presence of the Lord. God was there, and we knew that he was there. And everyone, in their own way, began to lift their voices and pray. Some were praying in tongues. Some were praying in English. Some were just crying out to the Lord, "Lord, please, we need you. Lord, help us right now, oh God." But the presence of the Lord was so strong. It was a sweet prayer. It was an awesome prayer. There's nothing like praying and getting a hold of God in the time of need. That's what prayer is for. Prayer strengthens us. When we think that we can't go any further, God is there to help us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 12:9. "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for thy strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ might rest upon me." In Isaiah 40:28, of course, this is one of our favorite passages of Scripture. "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increases their strength." When you're at your lowest point, when you're at your weakest point, call on the name of the Lord. He hears you. He will be there for you. He wants to bless you. Hallelujah. And that is another point that comes out of praying. God blesses us. God wants to bless us. He wants to bless you and me. The same way we want to give good gifts to our kids, God wants to give gifts to us. When we pray to God, it releases blessings into our lives. He said he will give us the desires of our heart. He will withhold no good thing. It's God's word. Matthew 7:11. "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask of him?" God wants to bless us. God just wants to bless every aspect of our life. He wants to bless us going and coming. He wants to bless us on our job. He wants to bless us in our homes. He wants to bless our kids. He wants to bless our finances. He said, ask. Just ask. He says, "Ask and you shall receive." Asking is praying. When he said ask, you're asking in faith. You're praying, believing that God hears you. He wants to bless us. Another thing that happens when we pray, God performs miracles. I don't know about you, but I need a miracle in my life. God is a God that performs miracles. James 5:16-18. Elias prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. What a powerful God we serve.
Amen.
What a miracle that was. He shut up the heavens for 3 years because someone prayed. Do you know the power that is in us? God performs miracles on our behalf. In Acts 16, Paul and Silas prayed. They were in prison. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. The scripture is showing us that God does perform miracles as a result of our prayers. When Elijah prayed, God changed the weather. When we pray, God changes our circumstances. He changes our heart. He helps us to be kinder. He softens our heart. He humbles us when we pray. He helps us in our finances. When we pray, God brings healing. He even brings reconciliation. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Just knowing all of these things that come through praying, how do we take it so lightly? How do we not want to pray? How do we have to be beckoned to pray? It's something that we should automatically want to do. It's something that we should look forward to doing. I get excited when I think, when I close my eyes and I begin to pray, God hears me. God knows me. You know, and that's another thing. When young Samuel was a boy and God was calling him and he didn't recognize the voice of the Lord, he didn't recognize God's voice. We have to be careful that God recognizes our voice.
Amen.
We can't wait until we're in the darkest hour, in the midst of a trial, when we haven't spoken to him for the longest, and then all of a sudden we want to call upon the name of the Lord and ask for help. I don't know if you've ever been in a room when there's a whole lot of people, and people you haven't seen in a while, and all of a sudden, you hear somebody calling your name, and you're like, who is that? Who's calling me? And you're looking around, who is that? You don't recognize the voice. You haven't heard that voice in a long time. You might have a little inkling of, I kind of think I knew who it was, but you don't really know who it was. We have to be careful that God recognizes our voice. I want God to know who I am. I want him to hear me when I call him. I don't want weeks and days to go by before I speak to him, before I call him. I want God to know me. Lord, search me, O God, and know my heart, Lord. Try me, O God, and know my thoughts. I want God to hear me. God loves us. He wants to be involved in every area of our life. Elder Camper preached a message a while ago. Our sufficiency must be in God. It can't be in anything else. It can't be in anybody else. It has to be in God. God is our supplier. God is our hope. Our hope lies in God. He said something within the last couple of weeks, and I never stopped to think about it. He quoted something that we always quote when we say, the Lord helps them that help themselves. And he straightened us out on it, and he said, God wants us to totally, completely rely on him. He wants us to totally, completely rely on him. He doesn't want us to rely on ourselves. The power is not in us. The power is not in our tongue. The power is not in what we do. It's not in what we say. The power is in Christ Jesus. I don't know about you, but going through this situation with Justice and my family, it just made me realize just how powerful prayer is.
Yes.
Prayer is a powerful tool that we take advantage of, that we need to do more of, that we need to understand what we have in us and what God expects of us. Pray my mind.